We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
All right, 4:05 on KMOX, DGS on a Wednesday. A little weird short show with the Cardinals game just wrapping up. Cardinals fell 2-1, swept by the Brewers. We'll be talking all about that on Redbird Rush Hour from 5 to 6, and then Matt Pauly will take you from 6 till 8 on Sports Open Line. Time to check in on our buddy Dave Murray. Hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
Look, I'm doing great.
Yeah? You're always doing great, it seems like.
Hey, why not?
Like, even when you had a bad shoulder, you were like, I'm great.
Oh, I still have a bad shoulder, but I'm still great.
How far back is it? How far back are you towards what you were before the injury?
I'm going to know a lot more Friday. I'm physical therapy now.
Okay.
And she thinks we're going to get there. Not quickly, but get there. And in fact, I've only had one session, and she's helped tremendously.
Oh, great.
Got a little series of exercises that I'm doing. And so I'm hoping to consistently get back to swimming and golf soon.
Oh, great.
You know, in maybe a month.
Yeah, it takes time. Believe me.
Yes.
Every injury I've ever had, it always takes a little more than you think.
And as you get older, you get slower and slower.
I got a text string going with a bunch of my friends that I've known for, you know, 30 years, guys that went to high school with my wife, but we became friends when we started dating in college. So I've been friends with these guys since we were 19. And like four of these guys have had major surgeries of some kind, a shoulder, torn bicep, broken wrist from pickleball.
That's why I don't play anymore.
And all of these guys on this group with me, they're all rehabbing something. And I'm like, man, I must be living right because I'm right now. I'm okay.
Oh, man. Okay. Speaking of pickleball, I was at the park the other day, like waiting for a tennis court to open up. And this, I mean, he's probably like 25. Gen Z kid like walked by. He was walking his dog, and he goes, "Abolish the pickleball courts." It was really funny.
A big push to get them, and now that they're there, the noise is incredible. The
really?
Sport has changed. Oh yeah, it's very noisy. Okay.
It's just like,
okay,
and it's annoying.
Non-stop.
Sound. Yeah.
Well, then, I know where to stay away
from.
So,
let's abolish.
I'm sure all the tennis players out there are like, yes, please. Please.
Well, you know, what's happened, and Rachel, I know you're a tennis player, but tennis players have migrated over to pickleball. And
yes,
they play pickleball like tennis.
Okay.
And it's not as much as a strategy. To me, anyway, it's just not as much of a strategy game anymore. And it used to be a big social event. Now it's like, can I kill you?
Yeah, it is funny to see like the different types of people who play, because there are people who are playing extremely aggressively, like Dave said. And then there are like the great thing about pickleball is it really is for everyone.
Yeah.
Because then you'll see like a group of people who they don't look like they play much, but they're having a lot of fun.
And that's the key. As long as you're having some fun.
I realize that what I'm about to say is going to come across as maybe sports snobby or jerky or whatever, but recreational sports should be recreational.
Yes.
You're not winning anything. Like, I've played in a lot of like rec league softball where you've got Johnny Tryhard who's breaking up double plays. Like, brother, this ain't the place for that, man. Right. When you're playing rec softball, old man baseball, golf, pickleball, I mean, like, if you're not competing for real, chill out.
Yeah.
You're there for fun. You're not there to take someone's head off.
Well, and there's, and you see this, especially in pickleball, you see guys, and it's mainly guys, though some women too, that, you know, it's the scale just like tennis, you know, everybody thinks they're much better than they are.
Okay.
Probably the best is about a 3.5, not a 4, not a 4.5, certainly not a 5. But that's me.
Yeah, no, I get you, man. Again, I just wish it would be more, just have fun.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you want to be competitive with the person you're playing with and all, that's fine. But we don't need all the extra. You don't need the yelling and the fighting and, you know, the on other sports fields, you know, the physical contact and the, you know, just stop it. Stop it. Grow up.
There's people in our area that play pickleball. And if they don't like the way you play, they go, I don't want to play with you anymore.
Oh, they take their ball and go home.
Yeah. It really is like that. I'm like. Go ahead.
Great. Go tell your mommy on me too, buddy. Good job. Go get some orange slices in a juice box. Jeez. All right. Enough of that. Right. Tell us what's going on this week.
Okay. We do have a couple of hit and miss thunder showers around. Most of them are just on the east side right now. They're running in Illinois at about 55 and 70. And then it slides over to Fairmont City, Washington Park, down through about Fairview Heights. There's another little batch, let's just say southwest of Belleville, and then there's another little batch around Scott Air Force Base. That's about it. There's been a little lightning in a couple of those, downpour of rain, but they will fade quickly with the setting sun. And that's really about it. There's nothing much else to talk about. But there are these little spot showers and thunder showers around. They'll be around until probably 7 o'clock or so. Otherwise, it's quiet. Thursday, quiet day, partly sunny, 85, just a tiny chance of a spot shower. Friday, mostly cloudy, but the chances of rain are very small. Just a couple of spotty showers, thunder showers here and there. Very limited, 81. And the last weekend of May, where did May go? Looks good. Yeah. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and 83. Sunday, sunny and 81. And we talked about it yesterday. Second full moon of May is on Sunday. So full moon really all weekend long. The blue moon.
Nice.
Very nice.
Now, I know you told us that we're not really looking at a terrible summer. And it sounds like we don't see anything with a 9 in front of it for quite a while.
No, it's the pattern is just kind of interesting. All the real heavy rain continues to be across portions of Texas and through the southeast. Everything's kind of trapped. Everything's kind of blocked up. There is, we mentioned it in the summer forecast, that we may get off to a hurricane season that runs very early, like in June. And there are some signs already that the first, about 6 or 7 days into June, we may have a tropical system on our hands in the Gulf of Mexico. Long way off.
Okay.
But that will be interesting, too.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Rach, want to do some headlines?
Absolutely. Let's start with this study about AI that I found very interesting. So researchers at several universities, including Oxford and the University of California, Los Angeles, conducted this study that shows that using artificial intelligence for just 10 minutes can impair your brain performance. So there hasn't been a lot of study done as far as long-term effects of AI, just because it hasn't been around long enough. But short-term, it can really impair you. And the way the study is laid out, the way it's explained, to me, the way I interpret it is AI just makes your brain lazier.
So yeah.
Well, you're not doing any work for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like somebody else taking a test for it.
And that's exactly what they did. They had two groups of people take math tests. There is a group that didn't use AI at all. There is a group that was using AI. And then once they took the AI away, Their scores went down quite lower than the group that wasn't using AI, and they were much more likely to simply skip questions once their access to AI was removed.
Interesting.
So they wanted to abandon the problems twice as often as the control group. They just said, I give up. I don't feel like doing it. Really interesting stuff.
I mean, it tracks.
And the participants only had access to their AI assistants for around 10 minutes. So even a short period of time can stunt people's ability to fall back on their own problem-solving skills.
Great.
Most fun. I don't use AI much, but I use it occasionally.
Yeah.
And I like to mess with it because it's like, it'll give me an answer. I don't think that's the right answer. And it comes back going, oh, good catch. You're right. That's not the right answer.
Oh.
You know what, Dave? I was just testing you and you passed.
I'll use it. I use the free version of ChatGPT. I'll use that rather than sometimes doing a Google search because I can get something a little more specific, but then I always have to double check it. Mm-hmm. I always have to make sure that it's actually like it can streamline the process of figuring things out, doing some research, looking things up, but you just can't rely on it. You have to do the extra step or two beyond it.
Ooh, you know what it's not good at is like up-to-date stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday I was trying, or no, it was Monday, it was Memorial Day. I was trying to just simply Google like, well, what time exactly did the Cardinals game end today? And I was asking around, I want to say it was probably 4 o'clock I was asking this. But then the Google AI assistant comes up at the top of the Google search and they're like, it ended today at 4 a.m. And I said, I don't think that's right. So then I ask again, it ended today at 8 p.m. Well, we haven't made it to 8 p.m. So sometimes it's just flat out wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, next story. There's a new colon cancer screening option. The American Cancer Society still advises that people get screened for the first time at 45, and it still calls the colonoscopies the ideal screening method. But for the first time, an office-based blood test is going to be on the list of options alongside at-home stool-based testing, which I believe we've talked about in the past. But this
poop
is really cool. If it's like your first time screening and you don't want to do the whole colonoscopy thing and you're not a high risk, just doing the blood test is going to be a lot more convenient for a lot of people. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Drake has beat Michael Jackson's record for number one hits. He just debuted number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and he holds the mark for most chart-topping singles by a solo male artist. I gotta say, I decided to waste my time and try out Drake's new album.
Yeah. Oh, you decided to waste your time. I didn't catch that.
A couple weekends ago, it was pointless. All that man has done for the past like 5 years is just, it's slop. Like he has a couple of catchy songs, but I don't understand why he just released 3 albums of basically nothing. Mm-mm. That's my official review of the new Drake album.
Yep. Drake's new album, nothing.
Drake's new album, why did he do this? I don't know. All right, let's do one more story and then we'll go to break. Police have located a shooter at a gas station in Nebraska, and it turns out that shooter was a dog.
What?
Yes. So a woman was sitting in her car at a red light and was shot in the arm in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Police arrived at the scene and quickly identified the shooter, a dog, who was in the back seat of a vehicle parked at a gas station when its owner went inside. The dog evidently bumped into a loaded shotgun in the vehicle, and the blast went through the vehicle door and hit the woman at a nearby traffic light. She was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening, but it still sucks to get shot, and seems like it would be even more like frustrating to find out that you were shot by a dog who just bumped into
a loaded
shotgun.
What a great story, though.
There's got to be some kind of charge for the owner.
I mean,
obviously not in a safe situation if your dog can fire off a shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully some consequences for the owner of the dog and the firearm.
You got it. All right, Dave, thanks so much.
All righty.
I just had a squirrel moment.
What's up?
In my attention. Look at look. On the news, they've got the NASA's unveiling their moon base plans, and they had the graphics up there with a fake. Obviously, it's not real, but at least, or is it what the base on the moon would look like?
You know, I have details on that. If you want to talk about
let's do that.
Now,
yeah.
Okay. So there's a 3-step plan that NASA has unveiled when it comes to this moon base. Phase one is already underway, and it's supposed to go through 2029. And what we're doing right now is just showing what NASA is doing right now is showing that the tech works and that the commercial partners can reliably deliver cargo and hardware that's going to be very important if we're going to base on the moon.
Yeah.
So NASA expects about 25 launches and 21 landings during this stage, and they're going to send about 4 metric tons of equipment to the lunar surface.
Boy.
While it just tests if we can survive and the science that's going to be needed for infrastructure in the future and then long-term habitation on the moon.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen, there's an, I think it's Apple TV, but it's called it's a show called For All Mankind.
I have never seen it, but I've heard of it.
It's really cool. It's like an alternate universe space race thing where the basic of it, the beginning of it is back in the 60s. And in this story, Russia beats us to space. And it kind of talks about how that would have impacted how things went. Mm. In other words, it would have sped up. Like once we realized they couldn't do what we were doing, it kind of shut down, you know, the push, right?
Yeah.
Well, this would be, okay, the push continues. That's kind of the basic premise of the show. And it comes all the way into modern times where they're moving on to Mars and all that. But they show, they do build bases on the moon in the show, and they show the difficulties of it. Like parts of the day, you can't be out in the sun, for example, because the radiation will kill you because there's no atmosphere to protect you. So it's a really interesting look. And I'm sure that they did really, really good scientific research, but it's a really interesting look at the challenges of being up there and being in space in general, but specifically being on the moon.
Well, we're still in phase one, which, like I said, is scheduled through 2029. So basically, we're testing the waters. We're figuring out exactly what we need to do for phase two and phase three. Now, phase two is going to be assembling some semi-permanent habitation facilities on the lunar surface.
Mm-hmm.
And phase three is scheduled to start in 2032. You never really know with these things. But phase three, 2032, aims to see a sustained human presence on the moon.
I want to go to the moon.
So, I mean, 2032, that's really not that far away.
I mean, 6 years. That's not far.
6 years ago, like the pandemic was starting. That doesn't seem like that long
ago. No, that's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. 6 years is not long, but obviously with all the companies we have now in space and other countries really making a presence of it, you know, this is why it all heated up, right? Like, because China's going to space, right? Mm-hmm. And because there's competition, that's what it's all about. We stopped because the competition stopped. So it's partly exploration, right? But it was always part of the arms race with the Cold War. And that's why we ended up putting so much money into it. We didn't want Russia to have capabilities we didn't have. And now we're kind of getting back to that with China.
Well, the thing about this is it's not just NASA who's carrying all this out. Private companies are going to be central to every part of this plan, including Blue Origin's Blue Moon Mark 1 lander. That is supposed to carry scientific gear to the lunar South Pole as early as fall of this year.
All right.
So, I mean, this is going to be a very exciting time to just be kind of paying attention to what's going on with all that. I find it very, very exciting.
I love space stuff.
Me too.
I mean, yes, fiction and sci-fi and all that, but I also mean the real stuff.
Speaking of shows about this kind of thing, have you seen From the Earth to the Moon?
No.
Okay, it's an HBO original.
Yes,
series.
I did see that.
Really good. It was like late 90s,
yep,
I feel like.
It's actually very good, yeah.
Produced by Tom Cruise, and he narrates a bunch of it. And his wife, Rita Wilson, is in several episodes. But watched that recently with the...
You mean Tom Hanks?
Who did I say?
Tom Cruise. I'm like, Tom Cruise Hanks. Was married to Rita Wilson?
I had a brief short circuit, too. I was like, what?
I'm like, wait, hold on. Rita Wilson
Tom
dated?
Tom Hanks. Yeah. Tom Hanks, isn't it? But no, it was really good. I encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, he's been a big part of a lot of those, you know, Apollo 17 movie. Was it 17?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been a big part of those things. I like it when he's a part of things.
Yeah.
He does big things.
We like Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise. When you realize what you...
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 4:35 on DGS. Dave out today. Be back on Friday. And Friday, we're going to have a lot of fun. Friday, we've got the last couple of hours here on DGS. We'll be live from patios right across the street from the ballpark, really underneath the underneath 40. And walk underneath that overpass and you're there. It's not too far from the home plate entrance if you haven't been there. And if you haven't been there, well, you're missing out. So come on out there for Cardinals and Cubs. It'll be a good Friday evening and we'll have some fun with that. So I think we head over around 3, and then as we go through the show, we'll have some more baseball stuff in the latter part of the show.
Sounds fun.
In that 4 o'clock hour, we'll see if somebody can maybe swing by from the ballpark and join us for a little bit. Obviously, you can join us at patios out there as well.
Good times. I'm excited to find out if they meant it to sound like patio, or if it was, you know what I mean?
It's the letter patty.
It's like patty O's, Irish, but like, did they mean it to sound like patio?
I mean,
like the location and where you could like sit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm excited to land.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some outdoor sections there.
Boy, this is upsetting. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can ask someone when we're there.
That's tough. That's not really how I saw that going. That's tough. I'm sorry, guys.
How did you see it going? We were going to go.
Do you think
we were
going to be like, oh, my God. Ooh, Andrew, I think you're onto something.
Unbelievable question. That is an unbelievable question.
I cannot believe you thought of that. That's so great.
That's the hope, right? Like, that's what you hope the response.
Hey, can I talk about the A-List Awards really quickly?
Yes.
Congratulations to the Dave Glover Show. That's us and Dave Glover. We have been nominated for the St. Louis Magazine A-List Reader's Choice for Best Talk News Radio Show, and we would really appreciate it if you would go vote for us. You can vote once per day, and I think this goes through sometime in June, like late June. So go to stlmag.com and you'll see like exactly where you can vote for A-List. Click on Arts and Entertainment and we are under Talk News Radio Show. I am casting my vote for DGS right now. I just clicked.
They must have heard the patio thing.
We also put up a link on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. So you can just go there and go straight to voting. So we would sure appreciate it if you could vote for us there.
And you can vote once a day, correct?
Once a day.
Go do.
If you could find a way to do more than once a day.
You could use several email
addresses.
We
would not endorse such a thing.
If you have a couple email addresses, you could vote from each address. if you really liked us, you would do that for us. That's what I'm saying.
I think you, if you should cared, not do that.
Right.
I think you should.
But if you care, but if we understand.
Us. Yeah, you say you like the show. All I'm saying is prove it.
We understand.
If you loved us so much, then how could we stop you? Nothing we can do.
Okay. Good team. Good time. What was I going to say? Oh, I want to remind everybody, more baseball coming up. 5 o'clock, Redbird Rush Hour with me and Matt Pauly, and then Matt's got Sports Open Line going through the 6 to 8 o'clock window on Sports Open Line. I wanted to throw this at you guys. I saw this on Twitter. I don't remember the influencer, but the influencer is an athlete. Okay, this is somebody that's like a high-end competitive, I think a track guy, if I remember correctly. And his whole take was the average person is totally unathletic. That
he's watched people try to do things that athletes think is routine and they can't do it. Like they can't do a jump and bring their knees to their chest, and they can't throw anything like a real person throws it.
Right, no one can do
that. And they
that.
Don't.
That's impossible.
Well, and just say he's saying that the average person is just unathletic. And it's not really a knock. It's just more of he didn't realize it, and then he observed it, and he's like, holy crap, I thought everybody could do these things. And then I realized, nope, really only people in my world could do these things. And I think he's probably right.
I have to agree. Like we were just talking about me playing tennis earlier this hour. I was actually shocked by how unathletic I am. Like, oh no, seriously. I thought, like, I'm like, I can throw a ball. I can do this. And this is like, no, there are so many just mechanics that I had to learn because it didn't come naturally to me. I don't know that it comes naturally to anyone. It's just a lot of times people develop these skills as children.
Yeah.
So if you weren't an athletic kid, if you weren't in sports, why would you suddenly why would that be built into you as an adult? I think he's probably right. Maybe people think they know how to throw a football, and then in practice they don't.
Right.
And they just don't understand, like, the way you're supposed to flick your wrists or the way you're supposed to stay on the balls of your feet or this and that. It is something that I think has to be taught. It's just athletes are taught that stuff early on, so then it becomes second nature. Yeah.
And it's what you do your whole life. I mean, does it ring true to you, Andrew? Like, does this...
Absolutely.
Just observing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean... Well, and I've gotten out on stuff before. I'm not just observing.
No, I mean now. Like now, we're all like, look it. For me now, I'm just an average person. Like, and I get this wake up call about what people can and can't do based on what I can't do anymore that I used to be able to do. I used to be able to do all that stuff, and then I can't now. And I go, oh my God, you are no longer athletic.
At least
in a lot of the ways that I used to take granted. Yes, I can still throw a baseball because I've been doing it my entire life. Mm. I can swing a baseball bat. But when you ask me to jump, I'm short, okay? I'm 5'8 in shoes. I used to be able to get up and touch the rim on a 10-foot basket. I can't even come close. Mm. I mean, I might be able to get, I don't know. And I might be able to touch an 8.5-foot ceiling, maybe, if I warmed up, but it would probably hurt.
But it's not even really about... the result, I think a lot of people don't even understand the mechanics necessary. Like, I'm not in good enough shape. That's even different than, like, understanding how you need to be moving your body and holding your body. Like,
yes.
That's the kind of thing I always thought, like, oh, I'll be able to do it. And then it's like, oh, no, I have to teach myself I have to develop that over time.
This reminds me. Here's the proof. If you guys want proof of what this person is saying, not scientific proof, but, like, good evidence. Mm-hmm. Go on TikTok and search seeing your favorite person run at full speed for the first time ever. These are the most hilarious videos where it'll be a wife watching her husband and you're like, okay, we'll run as fast as you can across the screen. And most of the time you're like, oh my God. And you'll see the other way around too. Like they'll each look at each other. There are a lot of them that are coworkers that'll get out and none of them have ever seen each other run before.
Okay.
And they'll go outside back of the workplace and they'll all like run as fast as they can. It usually involves people falling down, pulling hamstrings, or running in a really funny, weird way. And I think that kind of will reinforce the point to you.
I mean, this sounds like a future video for us.
First of all, it would be great. I think it'd be great. We should definitely do out at the park or something on the sidewalk. Maybe on the grass in case one of us eats it. Because when you eat it, you want to eat it on the grass. You don't want to eat it on the pavement.
I don't want to eat it at all.
No, but it's better to eat it on the grass than it is on the pavement, man. You don't want any of that pavement stuff.
I don't understand. Why do so many people fall? Because they're just...
You just try to go too fast.
Okay.
And your feet, your body gets out ahead of your feet and then you like toe clip or something and they go down. It happens all the time when I'm watching the... In fact, one of my favorite ones were these... There's like... the guys, they have to be close to 80. And there's like two of them and they're talking smack to each other about who's faster. Mm-hmm. And they start to challenge each other to a race. And about one step in, one of the guys trips the other dude and then he takes off and wins. It's like the greatest. It's the greatest. Oh, man.
I hope he's okay. He's 80 years old.
He was fine. They were all laughing. Everybody
was
laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guy that got tripped was like, you son of a... that would be a fun DGS video.
That would be very fun.
Just, we've never seen each other run full speed.
Yeah.
It'll look like slow motion for me at this point.
I'm not fast.
I used to. I don't know what's worse, not being fast or having been fast and not being fast anymore.
Yeah.
Those wake up calls suck. Every time you try, like, I used to be able to do that, and now I can't. Not great. You guys have as many of those now, or not much?
I'm a lot less. I have not done much yoga over the past like three or 4 years. I am a lot less flexible than I used to be, but that's something I'm pretty confident that
would come back.
Yeah. Because just stretching. You
know? Yeah, I don't think any of my stuff's coming back. I don't think my lateral quickness. Forever. I don't think my lateral quickness and my flexibility are ever coming back.
What if you became faster than ever?
Should we try it?
Let's try it.
Should I participate in the enhanced games next year?
I mean, that's an idea.
Start taking everything under the sun
now,
and see how fast I can
DGS
be.
That would be a DGS video right there. Kevin does steroids.
That'll be my next one.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.